in terms of advocacy in the change of the law relating to sexual violence. In the last, I should say, 8 years, several advocates in government, in the international community, and in civil society have been advocating for a change in the Criminal Procedure Act relating to sexual violence. And the key element is to try and address sexual violence and the definition of rape separately from adultery. That's a major change in the Criminal Law Act of Sudan. And it means that women can now come forward and bring a criminal claim in sexual violence before they wouldn't come forward because it will attract allegations of adultery. The second change is the level of awareness of human rights in the communities through the level of awareness raising, capacity building, targeting civil society organizations in the camps or NGOs or civil society groups. One researcher said that, and I'm just summarizing, it said that of all the things that UNAMID had done was this awareness of people's rights. And you can tell when you talk to people in the streets or in the camps, the way they articulate their issues have human rights dimension. So that's another major change which will develop in time. The third major change is some structural changes which have come about through the national dialogue that was introduced by the government, in which they considered the separation of the judiciary from the Attorney General's office and the prosecution service. That structural change now means that there would be focus on the prosecution service, which was not getting the kind of commitment and resources that it needed. So we hope that with these structural changes and more resources will be given to both sides of the coin, and the development of rule of law will improve in the country.
Looking at the current human rights situation in Darfur, what are your main concerns?
Well, my main concerns are issues that have already been addressed in the new resolution of the Security Council mandating UNAMID's work up to next year. And they are also reflected in a lot of the Human Rights Council reports, especially the independent experts' reports. And then I think I'll see these concerns in four areas. One is the improvement of or progress in the area of accountability and the reduction of impunity, especially for certain security services. The second is now that there is unilateral cessation of hostilities by the parties to the conflict, one hopes that there is sufficient progress on the ground for the lifting of the emergency laws, because that also would produce a conducive environment for the communities to get on with their work. And maybe the third area, and I think this is where the issue of addressing the root causes of the conflict comes in, and this area is the situation of IDPs. Even though there's a reduction in the fighting between the parties to the conflict, we still have at least 2.1 million IDPs. And my concern is that we look into the root causes so that IDPs are able to return in a dignified manner and go back to their ancestral lands where that is possible, or decide what they want to do. And then lastly is perhaps look at how the government can continue to address the proliferation of small arms. There, it has started now, and we're looking at seeing how that is going to be managed going forward.
Security Council Resolution 2363 reduces the number of troops and police by up to 30% by June 2018. Do you foresee any impact on addressing human rights concerns going forward?
UNAMID has been an important force and role in Darfur during the last 10 years. To draw it down significantly in accordance with Resolution 2363 will indeed make an impact. I think the issue here is how. And therefore, we have to look at, you know, whether or not the government is able to replace UNAMID in those areas where drawdown takes place by not leaving a gap for either criminals to engage or no services for the population in those areas. It's early days. We've just moved out of, I think, 11 sites, and we are now trying to see what the impact is. For some of the areas, we could see that it's difficult for human rights fact-finding missions to go further than the cities or the town area without having a team site to either stay overnight. So there would be these kinds of impacts. But I think the most important is where the government needs to move in immediately and effectively and replace military with civilian institutions so that they can begin to work on rule of law issues and human rights.